Good afternoon. Light snow is breaking out well in advance of a storm system currently tracking through the Great Lakes. In some places, the snow has been going on for a good chunk of the daylight hours, particularly across the Catskills and the western Adirondacks, where we are already seeing accumulating snow. We'll continue to see a gradual transition, especially in the valleys, from snow to a mix of rain and snow, and eventually just plain cold rain over the next several hours. The higher terrain will hang on to snow deeper into the afternoon, and in these locations, a total of 2 to 4 inches of snow will accumulate by the end of the day, with most of the hill towns seeing as much as 1 to 3 inches of snow. Most valley locations, including the Hudson Valley, most of the Mohawk Valley, and the Connecticut Valley, seeing maybe a little light coating, but the transition to rain will melt that off with just a dusting up to a couple of inches in a few spots before the day is through. As the storm system continues to move through the region, we'll see a cold rain into the evening hours. Then overnight, precipitation will wind down as scattered rain showers with some snow showers across the higher terrain and temperatures holding in the 30s. Into the day tomorrow, still some leftover rain showers, a bit blustery and chilly, but higher than today, temperatures reaching into the upper 40s to around 50. Another disturbance will make an approach over the weekend with increasing clouds on Saturday. It'll be milder with the chance of rain showers, especially in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, with highs reaching into the lower and middle 50s. Still the risk of a couple of showers on Sunday with the front passing through with highs around 50 degrees. Right now it looks pleasant for Halloween, mostly sunny in the lower 50s during the day, 40s at trick-or-treat time, and even milder with a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday and Wednesday, highs back up to around 60. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a series of Pacific weather systems will bring several rounds of precipitation and wind to the western U.S. this week. Several inches of rain could fall in portions of Washington, Oregon, and California, especially in the coastal ranges and foothills. Snow is forecast in the higher mountains. In addition, winds will be strong, especially across the higher terrain. The latest storm will generate widespread rainfall across southwest California starting late this afternoon and continuing through midday tomorrow. Rain will be heavy at times late tonight into Friday morning as a cold front progresses eastward across the region. Thunderstorms capable of triggering mud and debris flows across recent burn areas are also possible. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Phoenix, Arizona, to a low of 10 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City rain in the lower 50s, Boston rain moving in this afternoon in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, rain and windy with highs around 50 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 56 degrees, the average low, 36. The record high, 79, set in 1963, and the record low, 21, in 1950. Sunrise this morning, 7:24 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:54 p.m., 10 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with snow developing through the afternoon, mixing with and changing to a cold rain, mainly in the valleys through the afternoon hours, highs in the upper 30s. A cold rain this evening, then rain and snow showers overnight tonight, with lows in the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with any snow changing over to rain through the afternoon hours with highs in the lower 40s. More rain this evening, tapering off to rain showers overnight tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with any snow mixing with and changing to a cold rain through the afternoon with highs in the upper 30s. Rain this evening, rain and snow showers overnight tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with any snow mixing with and gradually changing to a cold rain through the afternoon with highs in the upper 30s. Rain this evening, tapering off to rain showers overnight tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. cloudy with any snow mixing with and eventually changing completely over to a cold rain through the afternoon hours and highs in the upper 30s. Rain this evening, tapering off to showers overnight tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, a chance of rain showers, upper 40s. Mostly cloudy, a bit milder Saturday, chance of showers, especially from I-90 north, lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy near 50 Sunday with a chance of showers from I-90 south. Mostly sunny everywhere on Monday for Halloween. It remains dry, lower 50s, although back into the 40s at trick-or-treat time, and a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday and Wednesday with highs bouncing back towards 60. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kayano.